Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, a podcast about life and going through all the hoods, womanhood, marriagehood, and parenthood, all with a glass of wine in hand. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning in with us, here's a little bit about us. We are both married. We are both moms to toddler boys. And we love wine. That's our self-care.
So welcome to our last Tasting Notes episode before season two. We are so excited. Yay! Yes, we are so excited. So season two starts next Wednesday, September 2nd. And we are so excited about season two. Before we get into what our tasting notes are going to be about, I just want to tell y'all some of the topics that we have going into season two.
It's about to be fun.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun this season. We're actually really excited. Some of the stuff that you can expect to hear, we're going to talk about what it means to be a black and brown woman in this country. I'm sure there's so much stuff going on right now with our new vice president candidate.
Look, man, we gonna get into it.
we are talking about sex this season.
Woohoo!
We're gonna have a guest on for that episode, and we are so excited about that. We're gonna talk about how we choose like our school experience and mm-hmm. HBCUs. We're gonna talk about cursing and other derogatory terms, and
all them bad potty words, them potty language words,
all of those words that we should or shouldn't say,
the no words
that we do say on this podcast. So you can probably tell where our opinions are on all of those. We're gonna have two husbands on the show for our Ask a Husband episode, so we're really excited about that. I'm letting y'all know right now,
so my husband can get on and put some answers in there.
And my husband will not be one of them. He's not. Sheree's will be, because
he holds us down. I gotta say, he holds us down. He get on my nerves every day, but he hold me down.
Mine isn't. It's just not gonna happen with him. I'm gonna try, but
listened to an episode.
He has listened to an episode. So
that's all we have.
But yeah, so we are very excited about season two. It starts next Wednesday, September 2nd. So we can't wait for you guys to tune in for that. But let's get into our Tasting Notes episode. So our last Tasting Notes is on one of our earlier episodes. It's actually I don't even know what number this was. This is when we're just not prepared at all. Episode 14.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah,
there we go. Episode 14. Love Me in a Special Way is the name of the episode, and it's actually where we talked about the five love languages. And it was a really popular episode. You guys really seem to like it. If you have not listened to the episode, make sure you go back and listen to it. But the book is called The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts. It is written by Gary Chapman. Sheree, I know we talked about during the episode. Mm-hmm. You actually went through with, like, you read the book,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, me and Brandon. Me and my husband read the book actually before... It was actually before we were married when we read it.
Yeah, and Richard and I did not... read the book at all. I still haven't read the book, but we did take the test that you can take if you go to fivelovelanguages.com. There's a whole test that you can take. There's apology languages that you can take. But
we did that test.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it really is good to we like the book, and we wanted to do the episode because it really gets into like the core of how to show your partner love and how you, more importantly, receive love. So that way you are both on the same page.
They have one for the love languages of children, just to let
you know. So on the website, they have
everything.
They have for children and teens.
Children's, teens, like couples, marriage. It's like, I got to give it to him.
Yeah.
He has cornered the market
on love languages. But it makes sense, like, because, and we talked about this during the episode, your whole, like, it can change. Like, ours changed after we had kids.
And I really never thought that, because I was like, who you are is who you are. I mean,
But we're always like growing and evolving as a person. So the Finding Me podcast actually said that it's such an amazing book. It's also the perfect wedding gift or engagement gift. And it actually really is. Like, and we, during the episode, we talked about this, but if you are beginning a relationship, y'all have decided to be serious with each other.
Yep.
It's a great way to figure out how you love each other, like how to best love each other, because it will really give you insight into
and
that.
Also how you love, like so often I realize, like this episode made me realize, and at least reading the book made me realize, that we often don't know ourselves as well as we think. Like, you know, if you've read the five love languages, just what they are, which are words of affirmation, acts of service, gift giving, quality time, and physical touch.
Those are the five.
So if you were to just hear those and think which one you like, in general, you might have an idea like, oh, I like this. But when you do that quiz and you read the book, it breaks it down so differently.
And it
that
makes so much
it's
more
so
sense.
Surprising because,
yeah.
I mean, I knew what I liked, but I didn't know what I thought was my top one, which when I first started, I used to think my top one was gift giving, because I was like, obviously, I like, you know, giving gifts. That is literally the way that I show love. It turns out that my top one back then was quality time. I say, really? I mean, like, are you sure?
Mine's used to be quality time.
One was gift giving.
Yeah, mine's used to be quality time, and now it's words of affirmation.
Mine is now words of affirmation and quality time.
Yeah.
And my husband's changed to acts of service, which his acts of service was very low. I said, really?
Well, we talked about this. My husband switched completely because his physical touch used to be like number four, and now it's like number one. So it changed completely. So like, don't pop your lips at me.
I'm just saying. So got some. At least you know.
But we also said that physical
physical touch is not sex. It's included. Okay, don't think that it's not included. But it is like that means that, you know, that soft caress, a hug. It also means that if you're mad at him, that you cannot not.
I can't withhold touch. Yeah. Well, my husband has always said, like, when we are getting ready to go to bed and we're like watching, because we watch the iPad in bed sometimes, he's always like, he has to have 3 points of contact. So whether that's a foot touching my foot or hand
on
my thigh, like that's, he's always like, he has to be touching me.
Y'all don't understand. Sasha used to complain about this so many times because she was like, oh my gosh. So you mean to tell me that man was trying to show you love and you was over there like, why is your foot touching me?
It's just so annoying though. Like, I get it. Like, it's aww. And I always have to remind myself, like, he's just trying to love you. Like, let
you
him,
said three let points him, of contact.
Yes, he's always like, he has to have a foot touching me, a hand touching me, and like rub like next to me. Like, he's always like, or if I'm like, when we're watching TV on the couch,
why
like
three though?
I don't
Can you
know.
Ask him why three
I don't know. That's what he always says. He always says he has to have 3 points of contact. He like, if I'm most of the time, if we're watching TV, we sit on opposite couches. He's always like, come sit with me, and that means I have to like sit. He'll lay on the couch and I have to sit on top of him. So that way, like, something is touching him. Uh-huh. Like, it just, like, he just,
he's a cuddler.
He is a cuddler. But only, like, when he wants to do it. Because I feel like doing
he's
it.
He obviously has to be Big Spoon because otherwise it's ridiculous.
It would be accurate if I was a little spoon.
Hey, look, it's okay, obviously. That's so cute.
So one of the other things that come, I know, y'all, just leave my husband.
No,
now.
It's not that. Like, no.
It's because you wouldn't expect him to
everyone,
be like that.
If you know... I've known him for a long time, and I know that you just would not expect him to be like a cuddly person.
He's a Cancer.
Oh gosh,
yeah.
Girl, you could have said that from a long
time.
He is
a Cancer.
I never noticed that. Wait, all these times we'd go to the birthday parties, and I never realized that time frame.
Yep. That's why he's so sensitive.
Oh, he's sensitive. Okay.
Yep. And
it's nothing wrong with it.
Cancer men are actually a little bit annoying because they just go into their shells so hard.
They're a crab.
Yeah, I know. And he, the epitome of it. Like, he will, if something's
box
bothering
off.
Him, he go, because we talk about this, like, when he's mad, like, he takes days to talk
and
to me.
Be like, because
he just has to, he just goes into his little shell. But
that's
anyway.
So cute. Sorry, that was a whole tangent. But the thing is, like, that's the reason that.
Side
that
note,
is
also
important.
Libras and Cancers do not go well together. Apparently,
I mean, I don't know. They say that Virgos and Aries and we either are really, really good or really, really,
really
bad.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that's definitely us, because when things are great, we're great. But bad, fire and earth. No. Fire and earth, I promise you, there is not anything that is going to douse this, okay? We just going to, like, dig in.
So we had another comment that was like, this book, with five exclamation points.
This book,
is
yes.
Everything. And then another comment that was just like, mine's is affirmations. It's so accurate. And I think that's one thing, if you have not read the book, we highly suggest that you do, because if you take the test, it really does give you this insight. Like, you will literally, your results will come back and you'll be like, oh, this makes so much more sense.
I knew it was something else that it has that I really liked. If you're a single,
yes,
it has
there
a quiz.
Is one.
So
yep.
I know we talk about this in the concept of couples, but I mean, even if you're not in a relationship, you can take this quiz, because they have one for if you're not even in a relationship, just so you can start knowing yourself. Y'all know I'm a therapist. I'm all about knowing yourself.
Yes, you have
okay?
to know yourself. Yes.
Knowing yourself and knowing your shit. Okay. So you can't know your shit. If you can't know your shit, you don't own your shit, and then you're gonna put that shit on someone else. Bam.
But that's the thing. Like, the books, the quizzes, regardless of where you are in your stage of life, it just gives you so much insight into understanding how you show and receive love. Because one of the things you talked about during the episode, we tend to show love in the ways we want to receive love.
Mm-hmm.
But that might not be what our partner needs from
us. And the
us.
Thing is that
most of the time it's not.
Most of the time it's not. And then the thing is that you then feel rebuffed, or you feel rejected.
Yeah, like,
because
Did I tell the story about your welcome mat? Yes, that's on the episode. You did talk about it.
Mat.
If you are interested in hearing about this welcome mat story, please go back and listen to the episode.
I just want you to know that my husband, who I was dating at the time, not my husband at the time, got me a welcome mat for a gift.
Because he was thoughtful.
And he was so thoughtful.
You have to go back and listen
to
the whole story.
Okay. But no, but that's the same thing. And it's just like, you have to know. And also, it helps you to recognize when someone is trying to give, to give in your love language.
Yes.
And that's the thing. You cannot be, knowing your love language doesn't mean that automatically you're like, okay, so now that you know my love language, then you know that you need to do X, Y, and Z
people will also default back to what they do, what they know best, right?
Exactly.
So my husband, for example, my love language has changed to words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that because we both took the test, but his default isn't to be a words of affirmation
person.
No,
he's not a wordy person.
No, and so, you know, I have to remember, because I know his now is more physical touch.
Yep.
So I might not be hearing what I want to, but I also have to remind myself that when he is 3 points of contact, let's cuddle, that's his way
that's
of saying
his way
I
of
love
showing
you.
Love.
Yeah.
And also you then like can give him the reminder of like, I think a lot of people feel some type of way about asking for what they need.
No, you have to ask.
But that's
for
the
what
thing. So like I've had to ask my husband, because I'm a words of affirmation, I have to sometimes ask him, like, so did I do good? And I was like, you know, and he's like, yeah.
So that's
where it is. Like,
came
he
up,
tells
like,
me those.
It
things.
Was something so simple. You know, we just bought this house.
Yay!
And I know I'm so Woo! Excited, y'all. I'm so excited. But we just bought this house, and you know, if you follow me on Instagram, one of the things that I talked about was this is a dream house for us, and I wanted to get this house for my husband because
mm-hmm.
it's on the water. He is a police officer. He has a very stressful job. I wanted to do this for him. And you know, throughout this
he's
whole
he's actually a 90-year-old man that y'all
is,
don't really know, because like fishing is life.
but during the whole process of us buying this house, he was, you know, he never really acted outwardly excited about it, or like, you know, I know he is,
mm-hmm.
but one night while we were, you know, we're getting ready to go to bed and we're talking about this house and we're like, we can't believe this is about to be our home. It's so exciting. And he just looks at me and he was like, oh, you did good. And it was something that simple.
Aww.
And it was literally that, like, that was the word of affirmation that I needed, because that's what I was looking for from him. I just
like,
wanted
you were,
to be like,
just
I appreciate
like, I,
this.
Like, it's like, you know you're doing this, because I remember you've talked about this for years. It was like, you want a house on the water, but it wasn't like just for you. Mostly it was like, you want another house, but he wants
mm-hmm.
to live on the water. It's
mm-hmm.
like the dream for you to give him that dream. So yes, the fact that he was just like, good job.
Yeah.
Like,
and
did,
it was like,
you did that
and
shit.
And that made me feel so,
it was like
it was
that.
Like,
so
oh.
it's like, I did.
You see me.
You did it. And that's the same thing. Like, when I am sitting there and I now realize, for me, So I love cooking. I love cooking. I actually don't dislike cleaning. I actually am like in my heart, I'm kind of like June Cleaver. I really am like a housewife. I like to cook. I like to clean. I can take care of home.
As but, I shake my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, I just look. Don't shake your head at me. I mean,
I'm not shaking it at you. I'm saying I don't.
Look,
I'm like, nope, that ain't me.
But I love cooking for me. And I had to realize that, like, when I'm cooking, like, that's what it's almost a mix. I love cooking and it's my piece, but also it's an act of service that, you know, I'm doing. So
this is how I show my love.
I know we probably haven't done it. I don't even remember if we've done an episode where we talked about like fixing the plate or not, but I make it a point that I fix like Brandon's plate. I make sure that if I'm cooking, I fix his plate and I tell him sit down.
Yeah.
And it's because he's always so busy, wrapped up. He's almost always working later than he should, doing more than he needs to. And also he does like take on, because I'm working from home and he has to go in now, I'm spent. Tag team, you're it when he comes in. So I do recognize that he's trying to do that. So those are my moments where I'm like, you need a moment to yourself too. And fixing that plate, I never realized it, but him being able to sit down and me leave him alone and let him eat, even if we're not eating together, because most of the time, by the time he's eating, because y'all don't know, he eats slower than... like,
molasses?
I think, man, not even molasses, nah, like cold peanut butter. Like, try and drop that on, try and let that roll down a hill. And that's, like, I mean, he just is really, like, takes his time.
Yeah, he's so relaxing. He's
He will stop what he's doing and help others. That's, like, one of those things. If he will stop what he's doing, or he will forgo what he's doing to help me, even though he might complain later. But he'll do it. So I have to tell him, take this time for you. It's okay. I might call you once or twice if there's something I need, but go ahead.
Yeah.
And so, that matters.
Yeah. So we definitely just encourage you guys, if you haven't already, make sure you go back and listen to the episode. It's episode 14. Love Me in a Special Way was the title of the episode. Make sure, if you haven't, try to go and read the book, or you can just take some of the quizzes in the show notes for this episode. We actually have a lot of resources. So you can go to our website, www.swirlandsippodcast.com. And if you go to the show notes for this episode, there's a tons of resources that we put out there about taking the quizzes and all of that good stuff. We hope that you enjoyed our Tasting Notes series while we've been on our little summer hiatus between season one and season two.
Yes.
We are so excited to get back to our wine drinking.
Look. I mean, we were still drinking wine during the summer, but it's
we
different.
Haven't been doing it during our episodes, though. During our tasting notes, we haven't.
Yeah.
So, but next week when season two comes back, we are trying a brand new bottle of wine.
Yes, and I just realized I definitely am drinking a tropical smoothie.
I'm drinking
water. I'm drinking a green smoothie right now. So, like, yeah, you're
right. So we are ready to get back into our wine. We are ready to hear wine suggestions from you guys. We can't wait to just get this conversation going. We love hearing from y'all. Y'all have really showed out on our comments on Instagram. Make sure that you keep those comments going, because we plan on doing the same thing after season two is done. We plan on having another Tasting Notes series where we just get to hang out with you guys and hear what you loved about our episodes, what you thought about them. You can always email us at swirlandsippodcast.com.
Hello at swirlandsippodcast.com.
I was like, what am I saying right now? Hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. Make sure you can check out our IG live. So if you didn't know already, we do Instagram lives every other Friday at 7 p.m. So the next Instagram live is actually it will be Friday, September 4th. And I am excited for this one, because
Woo-hoo!
It is National Hispanic Heritage Month. So we are diving in.
Celebrate you, girl.
Yes.
Celebrate you.
Yes. So finally, I get to talk about
all of my
Latina pride. So that is what we are talking about on September 4th. Like I said, September 2nd is season two launches. So just make sure you have your wine glasses ready for season two.
Bye.